Hare Krishna. The world sees outside in. God sees inside out. The world judges us by externals, by our appearances, by our positions, by the results that we've got from our actions. Now, sometimes we may endeavor sincerely in a particular field, in a particular activity, but somehow because of factors beyond our control, we may not get the results. Sometimes we may just not have the talent to get the results. Sometimes the circumstances may be adverse and we may not get the result. And in the world's eyes, we will be considered failures because we did not get the results. But Krishna doesn't judge us this way. Now, when the world judges us by the results, despite our best endeavors, then we often feel victimized. We feel sorry for ourselves because we feel it's unfair. But thankfully, the world may be, although the world is unfair, Krishna is supremely fair. He sees our intentions. He sees inside out, not outside in. That means he looks first at our intention. And if our intention is to serve him, if our intention is to make a positive contribution in a mood of service to him, then he appreciates that. Even if the external results doesn't come. The Bhagavatas, this is the import of the Bhagavata verse 2.47, Karmanneva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Arjuna, do not be attached to the fruits of work. Just do your work. That is what your right is. And Krishna tells that even if you have limited resources and if you have the intention is devotional and the action doesn't come out to be anything very special. Even if the action is ordinary, Krishna still appreciates that. This is evident in 9.26 in the Bhagavad Gita when Krishna says that patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upahritam ashnami prayatatmanah. So he says patram pushpam phalam toyam, that actually Krishna is saying that just if you offer me a fruit, a leaf, a flower or even little water, I'll accept it if it is offered with devotion. So for Krishna, the central thing is the devotional intention. And the external offering is simply an expression. And he doesn't get so, he's not so concerned about the expression, he's concerned about the intention. Of course, if we have the intention, we will want to bring, we want to express it in the best possible way. We will want to give the best offering to Krishna. And quite often the devotional intention can, if we know that Krishna appreciates the intention, we can get an enormous amount of relief from the mental pressure that comes from the expectation or attachment to external success. And when our mental pressure is relieved like that, then we can actually focus all our energy on bringing out our best effort. Sometimes when we are too worried about the result, we cannot put in the effort. So, but by leaving the result to Krishna, knowing that Krishna will be pleased with our endeavor, we can concentrate all our mental energy on our endeavor and thus increase the likelihood of the result also. And either way, whether we get the result or not, when we are offering our heart to Krishna, when our intention is to serve Krishna, we go towards Krishna. Thus, by offering the internal to Krishna and offering the external whenever it is possible to Krishna, we move towards the supreme eternal, that is Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.